We've talked a lot about the importance of maintaining a positive attitude. An attitude of knowing that things are going to work out, that you're going to beat this. As I fought my personal battle with prostate cancer, in addition to God's love and my battle plan and my excellent partner, my good physical condition, my outstanding medical team, my family, friends, people at my church, my loved ones, there was one other thing that I did that really helped me maintain a positive, upbeat attitude, a level kind of emotions through this process so that I could beat this cancer. And that was guided positive imagery. Guided positive imagery, it's kind of like meditation, but it's a little different. It's totally a different and a more positive way of looking at yourself and your journey to getting well. I did guided positive imagery sessions at least once a day, and on some days, I did as many as three of them each day, other than talking with God. Positive imagery was probably the most important thing in me keeping a positive attitude. Immediately after I was diagnosed, my sister gave me the book, Getting Well Again. She gives it to anyone she knows who's going into a battle with a disease. I want you to get this book, Getting Well Again by O. Carl Simonton. It's been around for a long time, and it will be invaluable in fighting your disease. It's available to Amazon. I'll have links to it in the show notes for this episode at webradiotoday.com. It hardly costs anything. I think the paperback at Amazon is less than $10. You can probably find it for less than that at used bookstores. I know most libraries have a couple copies of it. Please, won't you get it and read? It's going to be so important, and do it immediately. That book, Getting Well Again, gave me so much help and guidance in it, and it gave me ideas about how to really engage into this fight with my disease. And one of the things it talks about is the importance of guided imagery. So rather than go into a bunch of detail trying to explain guided positive imagery, I've decided to put together a guided positive imagery session for you to experience. And we're going to do that in just a second. Okay, everybody, here we go. To experience this guided positive imagery session, you should be alone in a comfortable space, lying down or sitting in a chair. It'd be really cool if you could darken the room. This guided positive imagery session, it will last for 29 minutes. It'll be most effective if you're ready to sort of lose yourself for the next 29 minutes. Here we go.